hunters.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Hunters, get on down there.
Yeah.
Say, hey, blood. I'm here to give blood.
So, yeah.
Something
so,
like that.
Yep. So we're back to What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com.
Living in North Dakota, do you think much about terrorism? Let's talk about that a little bit. We've got a few minutes left here before the news break at 5 o'clock on KFIRE. What's on your mind? Number is 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Now, just a few moments ago, we were talking with two gentlemen, Clay Jenkinson and Dr. Larry Scogin, journalist and educator, respectively, about the upcoming 9/11 symposium, which is happening this weekend at Bismarck State College. And one or two interesting points came up about the fact that here in a place like North Dakota, especially in Bismarck, we're in the middle of the state, in the middle of the continent, we are pretty well geographically isolated from places like New York, Washington, places that presumably would be high priority targets for any terrorist attack on this country. And the point came up, one of the things they're going to focus on this coming weekend at the symposium is the question of, you know, how life has been affected here, 2,000 miles away from what actually happened on that day. And it's obviously very much unlike what happened with the Cold War when, if you, those of us who are old enough to remember the Cold War, the whole deal with the Russians and the nukes, we remember how, for all practical purposes, we were ground zero. If the balloon had ever gone up, you know, we'd be sitting here watching our missiles heading toward Russia and hopefully taking a few moments to, I don't know what, pray, get our affairs in order. I don't know. Kiss our favorite body parts goodbye. I don't know. But let me put that out to you in the time we have left here. You know, the other day we had a bomb threat. Turned out to be a hoax right here in town at the airport. So that had to, and obviously it was not an act of terrorism, but, you know, every time something like this happens, somebody's going to say, well, what if it's a terrorist group? What if Al-Qaeda? Are you concerned about Al-Qaeda and groups like Al-Qaeda developing an interest in what's happening here in North Dakota? 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I remember when the Cold War was going on, in a lot of communities, it was kind of like a really morbid thing to brag about, to say things like, well, you know, when the World War III thing happens, we're going to be the first to go. Well, actually, that may have been true as far as North Dakota was concerned. But what about terrorism? No, you think in terms, you know, you can drive yourself nuts second-guessing some of this stuff, thinking, well, we're not a sexy target for the terrorist, but then again, are we? Yeah, what about the Garrison Dam? What about some of our other locations? Let's grab a phone call here. Let's go to Ken. Good afternoon. You're on KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Yeah, you mentioned the Garrison Dam. Actually, that whole dam system's a good target. If they really want to mess up the country, they blow up Fort Peck when it's full, like they could have done this year, and it would have cut the country in half.
I was thinking about that. When I first relocated to Bismarck a few years ago, I remember asking somebody here about that, about the whole situation with the dam, and they said if that dam ever went, much of central, north, and South Dakota would be under about 30 feet of water.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would tear out probably every bridge from here to the Gulf.
Now, I wonder, you know, I feel weird kind of talking about this because we don't want to give anybody any ideas. But then again, they probably, I'm sure Homeland Security thought about this already. How well protected is the dam from something like that? I mean, what would happen if somebody flying an airplane just decided to, you know, end the dam?
Yeah, I really don't know. There's actually a Tom Clancy novel that had a part in it about them blowing up a dam somewhere.
Well, that was Hoover Dam, wasn't it?
Actually, no, I think it was in the Middle East.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's a fictional thing, so I don't know.
Suez Canal, maybe. Yeah, they've got a couple of big dams over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. Is this something you think about a lot, living here, you know, dealing with life in North? You do think about it.
Oh, yeah, I think about that all the time, especially, you know, with the water we've had this year, especially.
Yeah.
And, you know, plus, like you're talking the Cold War, I grew up with that, too.
Right.
And, yeah, my farm, or the farm that I lived on with my parents, we were 3 miles from the nearest missile silo. We had within 10 miles, there was probably 5 or 6 of them by us.
And the missile silos were all primary targets, which mean they'd be the first to go. They within a half hour, you see the missiles flying. Presumably, we'd get ours out of the ground before they got here. Theirs got here. But you figure 15 to 30 minutes and get your affairs in order in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate your comments here, Ken. Thank you for calling, K-Fire. Thank you for calling What's on Your Mind. The number 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. How scared of terrorism should you be? I mean, the fact is, in the last 10 years, if you want to really break it down, there have been some Americans have died as a result of what we can loosely describe as acts of terrorism, mainly overseas in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. But they like to tell us things like, they like to say things like, you know, you're more likely to be killed by a lightning bolt than by an attack by terrorists. You're more likely to hit the jackpot with the Powerball than be attacked by a terrorist, especially if you're not in one of those places that the terrorists tend to think as the sexy targets, New York, Las Vegas, presumably California. But like I say, you can drive yourself up the wall second-guessing what these guys are going to do. I don't know. Maybe they're thinking, well, you know, let's hit them where they really don't expect. They expect us to hit New York. So let's go out in the middle of the country somewhere and hit them there. And let's hit them there. So I honestly don't know whether to be concerned about it or not. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. My name is Jim Walsh. I'm sitting in for Scott this afternoon. Scott is over at the Kirkwood Mall in Bismarck. He's been giving blood, seriously, taking part in the annual Battle of the Badges blood drive. We got a competition going between the police department and the fire department, and we'll see how that plays out in just a few minutes. Joe, good afternoon. You're on K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Well, you mentioned about the dams and the water and all that.
Yes, ma'am.
Being detrimental. That would definitely be a deterrent factor for the middle of the U.S. I get more concerned about all the oil rigs and the bulk up here by Tioga and the Watford and the northwest corner of our state. If that were ever got hit, we would have such a smog and there would be such a fallout, you wouldn't be able to see.
You're talking literally, about in terms of the economy or just the fact that all that oil, the stuff would be gushing up in the air like the first Iraq war.
That
when
and
they,
burning, yes, yes,
yeah,
and burning.
I remember the old newsreels from the first Iraq war, the one in 91 with Bush, involving Bush Sr., where they set fire to all the oil wells and all this gunk was polluting the air, and it was pretty nightmarish looking.
Yeah, and you know, you're talking about not only livelihood, but you're talking economical and economical.
So what do you think? Is this something that we need to be concerned about, living where we live?
I'm not going to get paranoid about it, but I do watch my back, to tell you the truth, and it's not only the outsiders or the people who come in from other countries, but sometimes you can't even trust your next-door neighbor.
Whoa! Let's not be paranoid now, but okay.
No, I'm serious. I mean, well, just for example, I would consider it terroristic. If you're going to have bullying in the school, it's a different level, but still it's terrorizing. You got people splashing tires. That's a form of terrorizing. You are trying to intimidate.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's not make the mistake of defining this thing so broadly that everything, you know, some kid throws a rock at you, it's considered an act of terrorism. I mean, we don't want to render the term meaningless, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I would not worry about working with someone who is not an American-born person. I would not worry about that. I would definitely be worried about the ones who are being turned and conformed inside the U.S. territory.
I see. I appreciate your comments, Joe. Thank you very much for calling AM 550 KFYR. What must it be like to be a Muslim and live in North Dakota?
Right. That's got to be tough. We're going to pay some bills.
Sure.